Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
I don't know if it's that time of year, but I feel like so many people are going through a breakup. I get messages on a daily, even after I decided that I was already going to talk about this topic. I feel like every day someone's telling me about their situation. I just want this video to be a heart to heart. I know it says how to, but I've made about 3 videos about getting over a breakup, what to do when you're hurting. I think this video, I just want to kind of let you guys know that it is okay and that you're going to be okay. I don't want you guys to feel like you're crazy because you're feeling this way. Breakups is like somebody dying. Somebody that you used to know dying. And it's even worse because they're not dead. You still have to see them. You still have to know that they're existing. You still have to know that they're maybe moving on with their life. Maybe they're dating someone else. So it's even worse than someone dying. At least if they die, they're gone, right? But no, this person, this ex is still there to torment you. And I know there's different scenarios when it comes to breakups. The guy broke up with you, or you broke up with him, or you guys decided mutually that you guys were gonna go your separate ways, or the guy just went ghost. That's like really hard as well. And I just wanna be there to support you and say that you're gonna get through this. I know it seems so difficult right now. I know your heart is breaking. I know your heart is hurting you right now. And you feel like, can anything be worse than this? But I know that you guys are strong and that you've been through worse than this and you've overcome it. And I think sometimes when we're in the midst of something, we feel like I'm gonna die, like I'm literally going to die, because you can't see anything getting better. You can't see any way out of it. I want to let you guys know that you're gonna get out of this. We've all been there. We've all had to let go of somebody, or we've all been let go of. Unfortunately, it is just a way of life. And I guess my intention of this video is really to validate this pain and let you guys know that you're not crazy. You're not crazy. Shit is real. When feelings are involved, shit gets real, okay? And the pain that you're feeling is justified. We women are nurturers by nature. When we give our heart to you, we give our whole hearts, which is why it hurts so much. When you are in a relationship, you give that other person the key to your emotions. Yeah, you do. You give that other person the key to your emotions. They can either unlock it or close it, and they have the power. That's why when they do something, you're triggered. When they don't do something, you're triggered. You gave that person the key to your emotions. And so getting through, and I like to say getting through a breakup, not getting over it, because no one can just like hop, skip and jump over it. You have to go through it. It's literally a process. Firstly, I want to give you guys permission to cry if you need to. Cry me a river. Cry if you need to. Take a day off work if you need to. Take some time out for yourself if you need to. No one should make you feel stupid for feeling the way you do. Your feelings matter. And you know, one of the worst things about a breakup, especially if you're in like a serious relationship, you built this dream of your future with that person. With that person being in it. Your plans that you made for your future was always including this person. So what happens when you plan spend the rest of your life with this person, when you plan to get married, when you plan to be engaged, to have children, to start a family? What happens when that dream is literally crushed? And the Bible says, one of my favorite scriptures, I always say that, but the Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Literally, the sickness that you're feeling, the love sickness that you're feeling, is a yearning for what was supposed to be that isn't anymore. What was meant to be but isn't anymore. You're literally mourning not just the present but also the future you planned with that person. It's tough. Like, it's so hard. It's so, so, so hard. And I kind of want to speak a little bit about rejection, especially if you're the one that's been dumped. But don't get me wrong, even if you're the one that did the breaking up, you can still feel rejected. And I think in those circumstances, we as women, we are natural nurturers. So we may feel the propensity to go back and to kind of soothe him and be like, oh, but you know, I still love you. And I really hate that this happened. And like, try and like, coddle him, but I need you to understand that he's going to be okay. You're not his mum and you don't need to be his therapist. Let him mourn you in peace. And this is why a lot of us break up with somebody and we go back and we go back and we go back. And if it's not you doing the coddling, it's the other person doing the coddling too. So a guy may break up with you and still message you and still text you and still be like, are you okay? That doesn't mean that they want to intentionally play and mess with your emotions. I think when the love is there and when they genuinely loved you or they genuinely had feelings for you, it does not go away overnight. So them texting you, them checking up on you, does not necessarily mean they want to start a relationship with you again. They are probably just concerned about your well-being. But because your emotions are still involved, you are vulnerable, and you are vulnerable to getting and receiving mixed messages. I don't want you to flip-flop back into that old routine, because I know from experience, when you break up with someone, there's always that gray area, okay? And that gray area is, okay, I still love you, I still care about you, there's still feelings involved, we may still be in each other's lives because we go to the same church, we go to the same school, university, we have the same friends group, and it's that gray area of, how do I now relate to you apart from you, right? How do I now relate to this person differently? Because it's no longer this, it's more like this. And I think that's the hard part. But when you keep going backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards, you are actually slowing down the healing process. And it may feel good at the time. Oh, I've got his attention back. Oh, he really does care about me. Oh, he really does love me. No, you're slowing down the process, because the breakup is inevitable. If something isn't working, it just isn't working, okay? So you flip-flopping and going back and going back and going back and playing this dance like this, you're slowing down the healing process. You're gonna have to go through what I'm talking about now, the breakup process, if not now, in a few weeks, in a few months, okay? Because the breakup is inevitable. You just have to learn to let go, let go, let go, let him go, let it go. And a lot of people feel like blocking someone that you used to love is like a bit extreme, but you have to take extreme measures, because love, emotions, feelings are so complicated. One day you may feel like,
oh, I hate him.
The next day you may feel like, I love him. Let me call him. Let me text him. Let me stalk his Instagram. Let me just send him one more message. Let me reassure him that I really did have feelings for you. Let me reassure him that this was real. You don't need to do any of that. Sometimes the block button is your best friend. That does not mean you hate them. That does not mean you're bitter. It just means you're protecting and guarding your heart. Guard your heart. And some people may say, oh, it's easier said than done. Everything is easier said than done. But once you make up in your mind and you make a decision that this is going to be it, I'm not going backwards and forwards with this, I'm letting this guy out of my system, you can fully move on and heal. So if you're not gonna block them, create boundaries. No, you can't call me. Stop calling me. Stop texting me. I'm trying to get over you. Leave me alone. I have to unfollow you because every time I see you, it brings back old feelings and it's stopping my process. And sometimes guys are so selfish that they want their cake and eat it. They know they've broken up with you, but they still want you to be around. They still want to be able to call you, to access your life. But it doesn't work like that, honey. You need to tell him it don't work like that. You made your decision. You made your bed. Now lay in it. And sometimes you have to do that for them, because they're not going to do it for you. Because most of the time, all they can think about is themselves and their feelings and what they want. And so you must now. And so you must make the decision for them and exit the situation. So Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. The less you see of somebody, the less feelings you will have for that person, okay? It's not going to be helpful. No matter how much you want to try and trick yourself, no matter how much you want to try and play yourself and be like, oh, it's fine, I can still follow him on Instagram, I can still watch his stories, I'm not going to feel any type of way. Don't deceive yourself. Don't fool yourself, okay? We're not that strong, especially in the initial stages. You're not going to be strong. You're not going to be strong in the initial stages, okay? You are very vulnerable, okay? You are becoming strong, but you are not strong, okay? So don't play yourself, okay? Do what needs to be done. And I can't tell you what it is. Maybe for some people it's a block. Maybe it's for some people it's an unfollow. I can't tell you what to do, but you know what works for you. You know what boundaries you need to take in order for you to clear him out of your system. And I want you guys to know that time is a healer. It literally is a healer. Even though right now you feel like, how the hell am I gonna function without this person? How am I going to live without this person? Baby girl, you're living. Baby girl, you will live. You will meet someone else that is compatible, that will not leave, that will not reject you, that will not treat you that way. And sometimes it's not even negative. Sometimes people just don't work out. Sometimes things just don't work out. And let me just say this, because not all breakups are bad. Sometimes you guys mutually decide, this is not working, let's go our separate ways. And I think sometimes that's the worst, because that person didn't necessarily do anything wrong. So you're like, I can't even be mad at him. And creating boundaries is not because you're mad at somebody. Creating boundaries is to protect your heart. And you have to think about you right now. And my concern is not him. My concern is you right now. Okay, so I'm speaking to you. Do what needs to be done to protect your heart at all costs. And it's about self. It's about self-esteem and it's about self, okay? Controlling the things that you can control. You're not in control of what happened. You're not in control of what he thinks or what he's feeling. You're only in control of yourself. And wait, well, before I get into this, let me talk about rejection for a second. I believe with my whole heart, man's rejection is God's protection. You may feel like this person rejected me. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not light enough. I'm not dark enough. All this kind of stuff. You may feel like that on the surface, and maybe how it looks like. On a higher level, on a spiritual level, God was protecting you from something. You may not know what it is, but trust me, God's ways are higher than our ways. What we see with our eyes right now is not it, okay? So once your perspective changes and you realize that God's intention for you is good and it is pure, he will never take something out of your life that you need. He will never take something away from you that is yours. If he took it away, it's because it's not yours. If he took it away, it's because he has something better for you. Trust him. What is yours will be yours. Point blank period. You can rest in the fact that whatever's going to be yours will not leave you. If it leaves, it means it's making room for what is actually yours. Believe that. And so when we go through a breakup, it's very important that we get back to self. We get centered and we realize who the hell we are. Okay? Remember who the hell you are. Remember who the hell you are. Do not let any man break you. You're stronger than that. You're better than this. You are better than this. You have the control. Trust me. Don't allow your mind to go to, oh, I'm not this enough, or I'm too this, or I'm too that. Granted, none of us are perfect. Yeah, we all know that, okay? But this is not this is not the time, baby girl, to start pointing out all the things that are wrong with you, okay? Be kind to yourself. Be nice to yourself. You are amazing, okay? Yes, you may have some imperfections, but you are amazing. And the reason that guy broke up with you is not because there's something wrong with you. So get that out of your brain. The reason he was with you in the first place, because he saw something good in you, okay? The reason he even wanted to even be in a relationship with you is because there was something good in you, okay? So don't allow the rejection to make you feel less of yourself, okay? You are a queen. You are beautiful. You are lovely. You are lovable. You are amazing, okay? You are amazing. You are amazing. Cry, but put your crown back on after you finish crying, okay? Even if the guy has moved on, which they surely do, okay? I learned this week by going on live with Mr. London. He said the reason a guy moves on super quick is because he had probably already checked out of the relationship long before he broke up with you. And he may even have been talking to someone or had his eye on someone before. So you may see like, oh, he moved on so fast. Like, that guy may have checked out a long time ago, okay? So I don't know why I'm saying that, but maybe it's gonna help someone, okay? Whatever.
Yeah, don't allow yourself to damage yourself anymore. You're already hurt. You're already vulnerable. You're already open. Don't shoot yourself.
Don't hurt yourself. Take some time for yourself. It's time to get back to you, okay? Time to get back to who you are, who you were before you met this person. But take your time. It's going to take time to get back to that place, okay? Love yourself. Take care of yourself, protect yourself. Do not give that responsibility to anybody else. What we tend to do as women, what we tend to do in general, and especially those of us who are in relationships, we give that other person control of our happiness. We look to that person to take care of our needs. When you go through a breakup, you now need to take care of your own needs. And that can be so tough. By the way, we expect way too much from other people, by the way. We expect way too much from other people. We expect other people to meet the needs we're supposed to be meeting in our own lives. We expect so much love, so much support from other people because we are not giving it to ourselves. Let that sizzle in your spirit. You're looking for someone else to give you what you need because you're not giving it to yourself. When you start giving yourself the things that you need, okay, attention, love, support, affirmation. When you start giving that to yourself, you will look to other people, but you won't look to them to tell you what you already should be telling yourself. The amount of times I use the word yourself is so funny because it is all about you. All about you. It all starts, stops, and ends with you. You are in control of every single thing that happens in your life. You may not be in control of what happens to you, but you are in complete, total control of how you respond. Life is 5% what happened to you, 95% how you respond to it, how you choose to react to it, okay? No one else but you. So give yourself the care and the attention that you need and affirm yourself. It is going to be okay. I'm going to be fine. This too shall pass. Go out with your friends, take a vacation. One thing that happens when we're in relationships is we forget about everybody else, okay? Some people do. I'm that person, okay? So go back to your friends. Go and take comfort in your friends. Have fun. Have some good, clean, unregrettable fun, okay? If you're hurt, you shouldn't be dating. Don't rebound. Remember I said this. Do not rebound. That's the least strong thing you can do. That's the weakest thing that you can do. And it's also very selfish. Do not bring anybody else into your mess, okay? Vacuum the mess. Get rid of the mess. So that you're able to go into a new relationship free and able to give and not selfish. Like, I gotta fill my voids of I need love, I need attention. Don't do that. Heal, heal, heal. And it's gonna take time. And I'm not saying that every relationship ends smoothly. Sometimes you have a really, really rough breakup. And what helped me is, so I went for a breakup in 2017, okay? I don't really talk about it that much because it was short, but it was deep. And I was very angry. I was just really mad and angry. I don't know if I was angry at him or I was angry at myself, probably both. But I decided to write a poem. I wouldn't call it a poem. It was literally a letter of disgust. And I didn't know I could do poetry until I started to write this, so I think I'm gonna end with this. I'm gonna let you guys into my letter to my ex. Let me get into that angry zone. You're so disappointing. Thank you for showing me your true colors again. I really did have hope that this time things would be different, but you are not different. It's becoming very clear to me when I give you too much rope, you hang yourself. You don't know what to do with this love, so you sabotage it. You're F boy who runs and hides. I need a man who's strong, who stands and fights, will confront an altercation head on and not duck and hide. I'm too good for you and you know this, but I thank God for intervening each time. I don't blame you because I asked God to lead me and deliver me from evil, and each time he delivered me from you. So I'm not angry, though I should be, but God told me you are not in control of your life. I am, but I didn't listen. I thought it'd be cute to hang out with you one last time. I love your company. I just wanted to feel your arms again, get some of that old time loving, but it's okay. Love isn't always physical. Sometimes love is saying, no, don't touch me. One day I'll meet a guy who shows his love through touch last, because I'll look in his eyes and have no doubt that he loves me, because he'd give his right eye to see me happy. Unfortunately, he is not you, and you are not him, because you are selfish. You care only about your needs. It would have been nice to see you one last time, but it's okay, friend. Have a good time. I will be distancing myself from you. Need to guard my heart again, but this time with walls and bolts and chains to keep you out. I will be strong. I have to be strong. Strength is all I have. I wish you good things only. Sad we couldn't be friends, but I guess it's for the best. Good luck. So that was my poem that I wrote to my ex when I broke up in 2017. And really and truly, it really helped me to get some of my aggression out, because sometimes guys are just so disappointing. But we play ourselves, because we know what kind of guy he is, and we still take the bait. But that letter for me was really important, because it was about me letting go, and I had to let go of him. I actually wrote like 5 other ones. I think they're actually really good, but it was about me letting go of him, getting him out of my system. And maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe you need to write a letter to your ex. And there's this video that I watched by Iyanla Van Zandt. It was a thing that you had to do. It was called a relationship autopsy. And it was basically just you evaluating the relationship, ups and the downs, what you could have done better, all things like that. So I'm going to link the video down below. I think it'd be really, really beneficial for you guys to actually really evaluate your relationship. I mean, I'm very, very analytical. So maybe it works for me. I don't know about you guys, but I think when something's down on paper, you're able to go back to it and read it and just take it in and absorb it, okay? So yeah, that's that. This is a shout out to my ex. This is my favorite. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.